Okay, today's shiur is Arachin Daf Lamed. Arachin Daf Lamed. Today's shiur is sponsored in memory of Jean Leitner, Genendel Bas Aharon, whose yard site was Yud Ches Shvat yesterday by Dr. Seth Friedman. We thank you for the sponsorship. Again, in memory of Jean Leitner, Genendel Bas Aharon by Dr. Seth Friedman, whose yard site was Yud Ches Shvat. Okay, we continue with Chaf Tes Amid Beis. We'll start 6 lines up from the bottom. So we'll have at the bottom of Chaf Tes Amid Beis. That's where our sugya starts. Amar Rav Anan. Amar Rav Anan. We started the last perek yesterday relating to, again, sending fields b'shas Yovel and selling houses, which we'll talk about. So says Rav Anan. Amar Rav Anan. Shmas minei demar Shmuel Tarti. I heard 2 statements from Shmuel. Chada Hach. One of them was the one said already, which we had twice already in the previous prakim. If one tries to sell their steachuza during Yovel. So Shmuel holds, it doesn't work. Shmuel holds, as we just quoted up above, Itmar, Hamochar Shadeh B'Shnasa Yovel Atzma, Rav Amar Mechur of Yotza, Ushmuel Amar Eina Mechur Kol Iker. Shmuel holds, it's not sold at all. So I heard one statement of Shmuel to that end, and that is that you can't sell your Steachuzah during Yovel. The Idach, and the other statement I heard was, Hamochar Avdo Lo'ovi Kochavim O L'chutz La'aretz. If somebody sells their Eved to a non-Jew or to Chutz La'aretz, Yotza L'cheirus. So he goes lecheiros. What's a chutz la'aretz? He's so, okay, to a non-Jew that the atmosphere is not the greatest. But the chutz la'aretz, Rashi again says on the 6th or 7th wide line, pshim ta'afke mitzvahs. Because now he's chayvin, able to do less mitzvos. That could be the dafiyin shir this week. I'm not sure about, related to something, kedushas eretz Yisrael, mitzvahs atulis ba'aretz. We'll see. So I heard 2 things, says Rav Anan. Both the statement of selling your steachuzah during Yovel and selling one's eved to an ovi kochavim or to chutz la'aretz. Chada hadri zvini v'chada lo hadri zvini. One of them, I got my notes mixed up, says Rav Anan. One of them, the deal is hadri zvini. It's no deal and the money goes back to the buyer. And the other one, no, the buyer loses his money. V'lo yadana heminei. I'm not sure exactly which one. They both don't, both of them are problematic, right? Selling your field during Yovel and selling an Eved to an Akum or to Chutz La'aretz. But I'm not sure exactly which one did he say that the buyer loses his money. Amar Rav Yosef, nechsi anat, let's figure it out ourselves. Mitatanya bebraisa, from the fact that the braisa says, Hamocher avdo b'chutz la'aretz, yatza l'cheres, v'tzarek et shichru mirabo sheni. Regarding the second statement of Shmuel, somebody sells their Eved to chutz la'aretz or to a guy, he needs a get shichur from the second master, from the second owner. So what do you see from there? That in that second, we'll call it the second statement of Shmuel, that sale works. It doesn't go back. It's not voided. Because it says you need a get shichur. Mi rabo sheni shva mina, mi tekari le l'sheni rabo. By the fact that it calls the second one a rabo, or rabo sheni, ama lo hajizvini. Svashra that it worked. Because you're saying you need something from the second master, it must be that it wasn't null and void, and the money doesn't go back, so it must be that case is null and, is not null and void. Lo hajizvini, that case works, so it must be in the previous case of hamocher, steachuza, b'shnasa yovel, so that would totally not be good, and the money would go back. V'chikamar Shmuel hacha, eina mechura, when Shmuel says here, by selling a field, in the year of Yovel, Mos Chosrin, so then the money should go back. So that's where Rabbi Yosef says it must be from what we have a brisa about number 2 of Shmuel, and there it says it works, so it must be number 1 of Yovel. Number 1 of Shmuel is the one that does not work and the money goes back, and Rav Anan, brisa lo shamulei. And Rav Anan, it must be, just didn't know of this brisa, and that's why he had his suffix.
The bottom line is
in the case of the Eved, he's Yosef L'Cheres, but we would force the second master to give him a Shar Shichur in order to make him, allow him to be Yosef L'Cheres. It's not automatic, because it works. It works, but we would force him, like other cases where we would force a master to be Meshachar him. Rashi discusses, in the Rashi in the bottom of Amud Beis, V'ikasha, 7 lines up, V'ikasha, Pshita, T'mehachta Mocher Sadeu B'shnasa Yovel, Karmash Shmuel D'mekach Bat V'mos Chosrin. Is it obvious, asks Rashi, that it's the first Shmuel number 1, our Shmuel, that's the case where the money goes back? Demos avutin. Because if you say that's the case where, no, it's a good deal, but everybody loses their money. It stays where it is, and the buyer loses his money. If you say that, so ma'ika ben Rav Shmuel. Then what would be a difference between Rav and Shmuel? Rav says the deal sticks. But what happens by a steachuzah? The deal sticks and it goes back. So Shmuel saying, it's you lose your money. What's the difference between Rav and Shmuel then? So isn't it obvious that it has to be, according to Shmuel, the money goes back? So Rashi quotes two nafkaminas between Rav and Shmuel, even if Shmuel would hold that the money does not go back. In the case of Yovel, there still would be two nafkamina, even though we didn't, this was only the Havamina. And then we ended up saying that the money does go back. But there would be two nafkaminas. What are the nafkaminas? Ika benayu, ishamit lokeach, the katasan ilanos shahayuba. What if the buyer cut down some trees? And cut down some fruit in the land of this dechus. According to Rav, it was a good sale. Sadeh hadra, vilanos to cuts. The field would go back, but whatever he cut down in the interim, right before he gives it back, it will be his, because it was a good sale. It's just that the halacha says it has to be machzorit to the owner. So that's according to Rab. But according to Shmuel, if we say, the amar eina mechura umos matana, and the money's just lost, it's not a sale, and the money just, you know, you threw away the money, but Ilanos viafagav de lokech lo shakal zuzi. Right, everything would go back, even the fruit, because it's not yours at all. Right, it's not yours at all, and that would be the case of Eina Mechura Klau. Inami, or what happens if you try to do a kinyan agav on this karka? Nafkamina, was there a sale at all? According to Rav, there was a sale, but according to Shmuel, there wasn't. So that would be another nafkamina. The karka would go back, but would the kinyan agav have worked? Theoretically, if I try to be makne metaltzel in agav karka, so again, that would be a nafkamina. If you say it worked at all, but you have to give back the land, then the kinyan would work, at least to b'shaito, mashaken, if you say it was not kinyan at all. Good. The Ritva again says another nafkamina, maybe if the seller didn't pay right away, would he have to pay? So if it was a sale, that he would have to give the money eventually, Mashen Kain, if it wasn't. Okay, but either way, the Gemara says, after quoting the Brisa, that the case of Eved, selling one's Eved to Chutz La'aretz or to a non-Jew, that's the case which is works. Lo Hadri Vini, Zvini, the money does not go back. And the case where selling the land during Yovel, then that is not a sale at all, according to Shmuel, and the money would go back to the buyer. And Ravana just didn't hear of the Brisa. Says the Gemara now, Udish Shmuel, Mimai de'ena mechura umos chosrin. Who says that Shmuel says that the sale is not a sale, and the money goes back? And Rav is the one that said that it is a sale. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel doesn't just say it's a sale and you lose your money. Shmuel said it's not a sale, and therefore the money goes back. Dilma e'ena mechura umos matana. The Gemara says maybe the money it's not a sale, and he still loses the money. Right? What do we say? It's not a sale, and you get the money back. Maybe not. Maybe he loses the money most matana, and we could be omate his das that he just wanted to give the money as a present to his friend in this backhanded way. Instead of just saying here's a present, maybe the person would have been a little embarrassed to take a present from his friend, or soni matana's yichya. He doesn't like taking presents, so he did it in this way. He knew that he wouldn't be able to buy his field, but he gave him the money anyway. But he had in mind, you know, you should be able to keep the money. Just like the case, which is discussed elsewhere, if somebody tries to marry their sister. Somebody goes over to their sister and says, Hariyam Kudesh Asliya, gives her money, gives her a ring. Is she allowed to keep the ring? We know nothing happened. Itmar Hamakadish Achoso Rab Amar Mos Chozrin Ushmol Amar Mos Matana. So you see, it's Machlok Rav Shmuel there. Rav says there the money would go back because obviously it's a mistake, and therefore the money goes back. And Shmuel says, "What are you talking about? Everybody knows that you can't do this, and you still gave it to your sister. So it must be you want your sister to have this money. So it's a backhanded way of giving her a present." So the Gemara, the stum of the Gemara, just says that it could be that Shmuel holds this way. And not the other way. That's the end of the conversation. But that's the statement of the Stam of the Gemara of Shmuel. One or two points here. Number one, who do we paskin like in this context? Rav and Shmuel. Who would we paskin like? Because on the one hand, this is marriage, which is Isurei, halacha karav be Isurei, but it also has to do with Dini Maminus, which is halacha kishmuel bedini. So if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Zechiyu Matan, the Perek Vav, halacha chaf, Hamakadish Achoso, Hamaos Matana. Pasuk like Shmuel here. Adam Yodeash, Ein Kiddushin Tovzin Ba'arayas, Ve'ein Zetoe, Elo Gomer Venosel L'Shem Matana. Magadish Zedi, Pasuk like Shmuel. That's interesting. How do you define this case? So at least the Rambam thought you define it in terms of Psak as a Mominous case more than as an Arayos Isser case. Number one point. Number two, point to mention is the makne. The makne, it's the Baal Hafla, in Hafla is on Ksubis, and the makne is on Kiddushin. So when this Gemara comes up, you see there on Kiddushin, on Daf Memvav, the makne says, what's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel about? What's the machlokas about? I mean, about whether if I try to marry my sister, whether she gets to keep the money or the money goes back to me. So, says the Makneh, he thinks it's Lushitaso to another Machlokas of Rav and Shmuel, whether Holchen B'mamon Acha Harov. Because everybody knows that you can't marry your sister. And there's a myriad of people that maybe think that there's something happening here. Something effective here. So do you go after the Rov? So Rav says, Lufiza Hayinir, Lomar de Efsha Lomar B'mukas Rav and Shmuel Lushitasayu Azli. De Rav Svirale de Azlina Basaruba. Rav says, you go after the Rov. Most people don't want to just give their money away to their sister. And therefore, Einochim b'mamonachar harov, but you don't go after the Rov, and Rav says, therefore, ma'os chozrin, and therefore the money go back. You follow the Rov, according to Rav. Shmuel holds, though, I think Babash Tzadik Beis and elsewhere, that Einochim b'mamonachar harov, even though most people don't want to do that, tough luck. There's a meter of people who want to give presents to their sister, and therefore, they get to keep the money. So the Makna says, even though on the surface it looks like a situation, machlokas about kiddushin and kiddush achoso, the machlokas at root is really a dini mamonis machlokas. And maybe that's why the Rambam, I don't think he says this, but maybe that's why the Rambam passes what he says. Or maybe he got this from the Rambam. He looked at the Rambam and said, one second, is it mamonis machlokas? What mamonis machlokas is it? Halacha kishmul b'dini? And maybe that's why he says this pshat. That's the makre in kiddushin, adaf mem vavim abeis, explaining this machlokas Rav and Shmuel is really lishi tasam about hochen b'mamon achar rov, that's Rav, or ein hochen b'mamon achar harov. One final important machlokas related to this discussion of Mekadish Achoso, does somebody violate anything by trying to be Mekadish their sister? Or any of the Chayvei Krisus for that matter? If somebody goes over to their sister, to their mother-in-law, to their wife's sister, to any of these Chayvei Krisus, they go over to an Eishes Ish and says, how am I Kodesh Libet Amazu? So it's meaningless. But did they get Malkus? They get Navera by Chayvei Krisus? So that is a major Machlokas Rishonim. Whether there's an Isser Kiddushin by Chayvei Krisus. When it comes to Chayvei Lavin, so Chayvei Krisus, if a Kohen goes over to a Grusha and says, Harayim Kodesh Lili, that works. So there it makes more sense to say there's an Avera being done. It could be that you don't get the full Avera until Maisa Bia anyway. But at least when you're accomplishing something. What about in the case of being Mekadesh Chayvei Krisus? This Beis Hashem is going to come up next week. The first week of Maseches Temura, which are all the sugyas of the Torah tells you not to do something. If you do it, is it effective or not? So that's the beginning of Temura, the first couple of blot. So this has to do with that. Where you're not accomplishing anything, are you going to get an aveira for that? So that is discussed. Mitzvah Reish Vav in the Sefer HaChinuch. Right, all the Arayas are there in Parshas Achrimos. The Chinuch says, Befeirish, you get an aveira for the Maisa Kiddushin of Chayvei Krisus. In the mitzvah of marrying two sisters, Isser Reishvav, says the Chinuch, Mikol Makom, Ein Ishto, Dahainu Ha'achos, Shenasa Harishona Asura Alav, Mibnei Nisui Shnia Ozimasa. If somebody tries to marry a sister, that doesn't affect the previous marriage, where you're married to first sister, so that doesn't affect the Isser, that you, the tried marriage that you do with the second sister, doesn't affect the marriage of the first sister. Ela Ishto Muterislo, Vizos Ashnia Telechlo, Viafilo Nasai Dechuba Vikidushin, Enetzrichem Menuget. Even if you have a whole marriage ceremony with your wife's sister, it's meaningless. She'ei kiddushin tofsin ba'arayis la'tzricha get. You don't need a get. Aval mikol makom, mischayev ha'oseh bohen maisa ha'kiddushin. But the one who did a maisa kiddushin is chayev, big chiddush. Sha'atora amra lo sikach, umashma lashon kiddushin. Spash for kiddushin. V'yava gav de'mar v'v'loka, kloma she'kiddush lo mahanilei. Even though it's meaningless. Kloma she'ena l'kuchas l'shum davar. V'edet z'richim v'enu get. Mikom makom nischayi v'kach. Still get an aveira. That's the shita of the chinuch. If you look at the minchas chinuch here, he says, din ze lo matzasi b'rambam. I didn't see the Rambam mention this, that you would get an isser even for kiddushin. Shadihe asur l'kadish chayi v'krisus. De'en kiddushin tov z'bahen. So that wouldn't say that. He says, look, hein emes tegadei chayvei lavin. If you look in Bamitzia, chayvei lavin, fine. There are rayas that even the kiddushin is asur, even without the bia. V'chein nira mitmura davhei. Oh, we'll get there, Beis Hashem, next week. Aval gabei chayvei krisus, lo ashkechan di asur l'kadish, v'lo masasi dizem avur, v'tzorech iyun. Tzorech iyun. And therefore, and then he quotes, maybe there's a Gemara, about this. Then he quotes at the end, interestingly, Vinira Pashut, but he says, for this Isser, it appears obvious to me that even according to the Chinuch, you only get an Isser if you do a perfect marriage. If you do a marriage with like one aid, then you don't get the Avera. The Isser is to do a real Maisa Kedushin with Chayvei Krisus. And if there's anything wrong with it, so then it wouldn't, well, you wouldn't get the Avera. Vinira Pashut, the Hudafka Rak Hechi de Kidesh Kedin, Bechol Dine Kedushin, Hudiika Isser. Aval Hechi de Kidesh Shalo Kedin, the Hainu Pachas Bishara Pruta, Lo Avadi Sura. So that's what he said. Achnir Li Lorai, the Kidesh below Eidim Avadi Sura. Fascinating, right? Are you machalik between different psulim of marriage? Is there a difference between not enough money and only one aid? Maybe not, with only one aid, that's an external problem. The marriage itself is inherently okay, but you have a problem of no aidus on it, even though if you don't have aidus, it's not called a marriage. Mashaykein, with too little money, that's nothing. That's not called a Maisa Kedushin. Is it a Maisa Kedushin without Edom, or not even a Maisa Kedushin? That's what the Mechach said. Meila Hacha, the below Zelot, Tafsi Kedushin, Vloshay Chav Lachrini, Shemachi Yisura Ika, Vakala Havin, Kei Nirali Pashut. That's the Mechach Chinuch. But again, other Rishonim, look in the Ritva in Kedushin Adav Ayin Ches, he says there's no Malkus. Somebody just tries to be Mekadish Chayvei Krisus, which might even mean there's no Isser at all. Okay, it could be a siyog. Either way, that is an important chinuch in mitzvah ru, mitzvah reish vav. Okay, we continue. Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef. Abaye says to Rav Yosef, so what did we just say? That in certain cases, the buyer is going to lose the money. Buyer is going to lose the money in the case where the buyer bought an eved and he lives in Chutz La'aretz, or the person who bought the steachuza, he loses the money. So Gemara asks, "My chaz is to kansin and leilu lokeach nignasei lemocher. Why are we so upset? And why did the buyer? Oh, you lose your money. Why don't we kodesh the mocher and say that no, you have to you lose the land or something? It's a steachuza, but in terms of financially, monetarily, why aren't we kodesh the mocher? Rashi, shehe moos chozer and viotziu mocher lecherus." Right, why don't we kodesh the mocher, the seller, that he would have to, let's say, give the money back, and he'd have to be meshachar his eved? I guess he's asking on that second case. Steachuza doesn't really ask him, because maybe you'd have to keep the steachuza with a real owner. But at least in the eved case, let the mocher give the money back, and let him have to be meshachar his eved. So Amar Lei, Rav Yosef's no. Lav achra ganav, elachura ganav. When you have a mouse that steals something and runs into a hole, who's the real culprit? If the mouse had it, but he doesn't have a hole to run into, you'd catch the mouse. So the hole is the real culprit. So here, it's the buyer that's the real culprit. If you had no buyer, then you wouldn't be able to sell your eved. Right? That's where he's hiding. So where it says, ilav achra chura minalei. But if there's no mouse, the hole doesn't do anything wrong. Right? The hole's just there. It's inanimate. You need a mouse to put it into the hole. So you need a seller to put it into the buyer's hands. So that marshal doesn't work. So the Gemara answers, okay, you're right. Mistabra hecha de isul isura katsinan. Okay, we're kones wherever the item is. And here the eved is in the buyer's possessions, that's who we're kones. We're kones, that's where the stain is. Good. Weiter. Says the Gemara what the Mishnah said. I sashashi dafon. So if you remember the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, yesterday's daf, said if somebody sells, we mentioned the rule yesterday, if somebody sells their field, so then they're not allowed to redeem it less than 2 years. At least 2 years it has to stay in the hands of the buyer. And it doesn't matter how many harvests there are in those 2 years. As the Mishnah said, unless it was out of their control. It was a total flood or plague or famine or Shemitah, those don't count. That doesn't count for the 2 years. But if somebody will get the next one, Nora or Vira, it does count. If they plow it or do something, we'll just leave it fallow. But the Mishnah first said, if it's out of their control, they can't. Says the Gemara, though, being medayik on the second line, Hashta Hovira Ololo, Narami Boi. It says if they were Hovira, if they let it lie fallow totally, or if they plowed, Nora or Hovira, both of those count. Both of those count, even though you didn't harvest, you didn't finish the job. You either didn't plant at all, or you planted. You're not ready, you're really finished. You didn't plow so much, you didn't harvest. So says the Gemara, Hovir Ola, if you didn't do anything, it counts. Narami boy. So if you plowed, for surely it should count. You did something there. So what's the chiddush? So Nora Itzri Chalei. No, the chiddush is even if you started plowing. Sankata the Chamina, I might have thought, Amrinan Le, Havle Damehavalesa. He at least plowed for you. So when he gives back the land after 2 years, maybe you should have to pay him. He didn't get anything out of it. So maybe you should have to pay him for this work that he did. Kamash Mala, no. But he did his work. Whatever he does during those 2 years are his rights and his responsibilities. And therefore, if he doesn't do anything more than that, you don't have to pay him for it. Last line. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Machra Lochulu. Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah that if you sold it to him before Rosh Hashanah and it was full of fruit and he gets to enjoy those fruit, so at the end, when he gives it back to you, he does not have to give you back. Right? How is it? He could eat. That's called three harvests in 2 years. That's good enough. It's his. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Minayin Machra Lofnei Rosh Hashanah Malaya Peros. If somebody sells it right before Rosh Hashanah, full of fruit, Shelo Yomer Lo, Hanach Lefanei Kedarach Sheinachti Lefanecha. Well, you have to return it full of fruit, just like I gave it to you. It's kind of like when you return the rental car, you got to fill it up again. You have to fill it up, just like I filled you up. Tamal Omer, that's not true. B'mispar Shei Tvuos Yim Karloch. In the, it says Shnei Tvuos, which it could have just said Tvuos. Tvuos can mean two. Shnei, the years of Tvuos means as much, as many produces, as many harvests there are in these 2 years are yours. Pamim Shat Adam Ochel, Shalosh Tvuos B'Shnei Shanim. Could be that there are three harvests that he's going to have in 2 years, but that's his rights and his privileges, and he just gives you back the field after 2 years. Mishnah. Says that Mishnah here in the ninth parak in Arachim. Machra l'rishon v'mana u'machra rishon l'sheni v'masayim. So here we mentioned that after 2 years, one is allowed to redeem their field. What happens if I sold it to one person for 100, and he sold it to somebody else for 200, and now I want to redeem it? Who do I redeem it from and for how much? Says the Gemara, Mishnah and the Gemara, which we're going to see for the next 20 lines, were always mako on the buyer. That's the rule. We're always making on the buyer. So the Mishnah says, "Eino machashiv ela im arishon." You only have to do it and get it back with the rishon, who you sold it for mana. Shneamar lo ish asher bachar lo, to the man who you sold it to. So all you need is 100. Let's finish the Mishnah first. Then we'll make a comment. Mach. Sorry. Make on this original owner. What did I say? The buyer. Okay, I misspoke. It's the seller. I meant the buyer, one who's buying it back now. He's a seller. So I was mismachaven. But it really means the one who is buying it back, the original owner, we're always make on him. The present buyer and the original buyers we are machmir on. So we always go to the Mishnah Shem Machalo. Machra l'risha b'masayim u'machra risha l'sheni b'mana. What about the opposite? He sold it for 200 and then the other guy sold it for 100. Eina machashiv ela machron. Then he can go to the achron. Sh'ne'amar v'chishav es shnei mimkaro. He figures out, he calculates the years of his sale. V'heishiv es ha'odif la'ish asher la'ish asher b'socho. To the one that is in it, which is the one, or b'socho, the one that's in it now. So we're always makel on the original owner.
If it was 100 to 200.
If it was 100 to 200, and he goes back to the 100 and gets it back.
The 200 guy go and have a stand against
the 200 guy? The 200 guy, he lost, so. And he knew this was a stachuza, and he knew that he could lose his money, so I'm not sure whose fault it is. Could be that the one who sold it for 200 knows that there's a chance that he might lose it, so he might have responsibility. I'm not sure. So we have to check it up, whether he's responsible for that extra 100. Continuing. Lo yimka baracha v'yiga bakara. If somebody sells their steachuza and it's far away from the city, they can't go back now to the owner and say, you know, I want it back. I have another piece of land that I'm going to give you. That's closer. V'yiga bakara. I'm sorry, Yim Kabaracho, so he could sell a far one in order to get back a car of one. Bira'a v'yigal b'yafe. He's not allowed to do that. Lo Yim Kabaracho v'yigal b'kar of in order to win out. Or Bira'a v'yigal b'yafe. Or he can't sell a ra'a one, that maybe it's, eating his money, v'yigal b'yafe, and be goel b'yafe. You can't just pick and choose and switch. You also cannot try to borrow money to get it back. And you also can't be going lachatzon, only part of the field. All this applies if you sold your steachuza. You have all these limitations. Because after all, if you have all these limitations, it's not so bad because eventually you're going to get it back anyway. But by a hekdish, it's mutter in all of them because that's the halacha. We know, but if your machlokes is the achuz, you're going to lose it if you don't get it back in Yovel. So whatever you can get back, and however you get it back, we will be makel. It's a chomer behedyot mi behekdish. This is a chomer of hedyot and hekdish. It's a chomer of hedyot, but really ultimately because of the kula of hedyot. It's a chomer of hedyot presently because based on psukim, but also because you're eventually going to get it back. Also, there is a question if to the Rambam and the Raavad. The Rambam holds, find it in Hilchas Schiras. Is one allowed to sublet a bias? Here we're talking about subletting land. What about subletting a bias? The Rambam assumes it's mutter. Ratza ha-socher hilchas chiris, perikei halacha hei. Mikan ani omer, says the Rambam, I think the following. Shamaskir bayis l'chavera adzman katsuv, v'ratza ha-socher la-haskir ha-bayis la-acher adzov zmano, and the socher wants to rent it out to the end of that time that he's that he has it. Maskir l'acherim shehen kaminyan b'nei beiso, as long as the same amount of people in the house. If you have four children in your house, you can't sell it to somebody with even five children. Right? Only the same amount of people or less. That's the Rambam. Avalam ha'yu arbalo yizkar chamit l'chamisha. Shla omr chachamim ein chasocha rasha lahaskir ela b'metaltalin. Shari omerlo ein ritzoni shei b'gdoni b'ad acher. I can't sublet something that a metaltalin, so a movable item that I rented. Avo b'karka o b'svina shahari ba'lo ima ein omrim kein. That's the Rambam. Says the Rambam, continuing, v'yesh mi shahoreh she'enu yochol lahaskir l'acher klal. Some say you can't do this if you have a house. I don't think that's true. That's the Rambam. Quoting the other opinion, which he usually doesn't do, and then he says, I don't think it's true. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram Yesh Bidorenu Omrim Kain, Sheyesh Bnei Adam, Shemachrivim Bayis Bidirasam. Some families will destroy the house. Says the Ravid, no way. Can't be, you can't do it. Says the Magen Mishnah, He discusses this, what the svar is. Where does the Rambam get this from? So the Farshim explains, the Rambam gets it from by our Mishnah. Because fields, they're finite. They're for Zman Katsuf. Because they're only until Yovel. And yet, you're allowed to sublet them, right? The first one, the second one, you're allowed to sell it again. Even though it's original, so it's like a schirus. It's like a schirus. You see, it's mutter. What would might the Ravid hold? The Achronim say, Ain't no dome. If I do something for Zman Katsuv and Yovel, you're right, Yovel is Zman Katsuv, but it's not the same type of Zman Katsuv that if you have a Schiris Zman Katsuv. That's what the Magen Mishnah discusses as well, whether you can compare the two cases. Okay.
Is that a
local license? Sorry?
Is that a local license?
In terms of subletting them, I think a lot of it might go by Dina de Malchusa also. What the rules of the land are. The rules of the land allow subletting or not. So I think that's that would probably override. And if the rule of the land is subletting is mutter, so then, you know, it will be mutter, even if, because it's all about umdin, it's all about what a person had in mind, in terms of, and that's why you can't give it to a family that would destroy it more. So it has to be, I think it's all based on Dina de Mahusa. Okay, says the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, Machal Rishon B'mano, Machal Rishon L'Sheni B'Masayim, Minayin Jinnim Machashi Avelam Rishon. How do I know that he could go to the Rishon? Tabal Omer Lo, Isha Sher Machal Lo. So he could get it for 100. Machal Rishon B'Masayim, Umachal Rishon L'Sheni B'mano, Minayin Jinnim Machashi Avelam Sheni. How do I know I go to the Sheni? Tabal Omer Lo, Ish, Lo Ish, Asher B'Socha. To the man that's in it. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says you always get Mako on the original owner. Rebbe Dustoi ben Yehuda Omer, Machrelo b'mana v'hishbicha v'amada al-masayim. What if you sold it to somebody and then it appreciated by itself, Rashi adds. Me'eleha. It reads by itself. Minayishin amachashi. Right, because if the buyer put in, you know, expenses, then l'chor, you'd have to compensate him for that. But here, let's say Rashi emphasizes me'elah. It appreciated by itself. How do we know you only have to give him 100? Sh'ne'emar ve'heshiv es ha'odef. Ha'odef she'biyado. You have to give the odef that's left in your hand from the time that you sold it. That's what you calculate. Machol b'masayim ve'hechsifa. What if the opposite? If it depreciated. Va'amda almana, and that was only worth 100. Menachim mechashen ela b'mana. Shenemar ve'heshiv es ha'odef. Ha'odef she'bikarka. The odef that's on the karka right now. So you go by presently. Might be nice. That's the Rebbe Dustoi ben Yehuda. So also, one is meiko by the original owner. But is there a machlokas here? What's the machlokas? They both are meiko, but they talk about two different cases. So might be nayu, da'iker, vizal, va'iker. What if it was worth 200 and it went down in the middle and then it went back up. Rashi explains, fourth to last skinny line, Shemachra lo b'masayim, umachra rishon l'sheni b'mana, v'nisyakra b'yad ha'sheni v'amda masayim. Sold it for 200, and then the sold it for 100, then it went back up. L'rebi to amar l'ish asher b'socha lo yav el amana, according to Rebbe, you only have to give 100, kama diyav b'sheni. Right, the second one only paid 100 for it, so you only have to give 100 there. Because the first you sold it for 100, it's also 100. Rabbi Dustai, you have Masayim. According to Rabbi Dustai, though, you have to give Masayim. The Amrit Odef, Rabbi Dustai says, you're makeup because you go by what it is now, but what is it? Right? It's Nisyak, Rabbi Yadashani, Valdal Masayim. So according to the second opinion, Rashi explains, you'd have to give 200 in this case. Okay. Last skinny line. Umimai de la kula de malachumro. Why we always make go on the side of the original owner? So the Gemara answers, lo saka daitach, no. We're not going to be machmer. To gamar gula gula mi eved ivri. You learn it from eved ivri, and eved ivri who's trying to redeem himself. We always give him the kula. We always go by whatever the value that's left. We always make up for the eved ivri. So too here we'll make up for the original owner. V'hasaminol, and how do you know you always make up for the eved ivri? D'tanya nimkar b'mana v'hishbiach v'aman amasayim. If the eved ivri is sold to a guy, and let's see, market price goes up, and now he's worth 200. He only has to try to get give back 100 to his original owner or a portion of that 100. What if he's only worth 100? Also, we dasher always make up for the eved ivri. That's only by an eved ivri sold to a guy. Nimkar li yisrael minayin. How do I know? Even if he sold to a Jew, tamalomar sachir sachir l'gzeira shava. So therefore, you learn eved ivri we're always make a lot. So too we're always make on the original owner of a stay achuza. Period. Amar avaya hareini keben azai b'shukei tveria. I'm like ben azai. What does that mean? I'm like Ben Azai Shuki Tveria. Rashi, Mishubach bimkomi, Shani Darshan Ubaki ki Ben Azai. He's praising himself. Exactly what does that mean? You look in Rashi in Miseches Kiddushin. Rashi there says, he's basically saying, anybody have any shilas to ask me? I'm good. Can you ask me any shilas? He's basically saying, I'm open. I'm open for shilas. Ki avi bedicha daite. This is Abaye. That's Rashi in Kiddushin. When his das was happy with him, have a rugel omemer hachi hareni patuach umuchan lo hashiv l'shoali davar dvar Torah keben azai. Right. That's so. It's not only from there. Okay, understand that, but it's still somewhat unusual that that's what he would say. That I'm muchan. Rabbi Gershom says the same thing right here. See, all the way on top. Kishem shayu chacham gadol vayomi bashuk. Just like Ben Azai, you should stand in the shuk and say, anybody have any shilas? That's what Abaya said right here. If you look in Rav Yashav right here, Rav Yashav says, look at the Maritz Chayis and Gittin Samach Zayin. This we discussed back in Gittin Samach Zayin. There, the Gemara there is listing off all of the shvachim of different Tanaim, and one of them is Rebbe Yehuda Chacham Likisha Yirtzeh. There's a whole thing. Isa ben Yehuda Mona says Rabbi Meir Chacham Besofer, Rabbi Tarfon Gal Shalagozim. What do all these mean? Rabbi Yehuda Chacham Likisha Yir. He's a Chacham when he wants to. What does that mean? Beautiful Maritz Chayis right there. Gittin Samach Zayin. Maritz Chayis says Rabbi Yehuda had an unbelievable ability of concentration, and whenever and wherever he wanted, he could focus on an issue, and there's no distracting him. He could be in the middle of a huge crowd. He focuses, that's it. Chacham l'kisha yirtzeh. His praise was he could be a chacham whenever he wants. Whenever he wants to be, whenever he wants to focus. That's what that Gemara means. It says, in Rav Yashav here, it says, look in Gittin Samach Vav. So if you look in the Maritz, it's on Samach Zayin. So it must be because if you look in the Maritz Chayetz, it's mislabeled there. It says Samach Vav. But it's really Samach Zayin. Samach Zayin of an Aleph. So there he says, Yadanu ben Isayon, Da'af ha'adam ha'yoser shalem batachlis ha'shlemus. Einu alu b'chol eis l'chachma, v'hizbonunus, v'lo kol hazmanim shavim. U'bizmach ha'adam b'tza'ar, o b'kaz, o shu b'mayim ed ha'oni. Right, there are outside forces. He had a bad day, he's depressed, he's upset, he's thinking, he can't concentrate. V'shibchu kanas of Yehuda. B'chol eis ha'yerotza l'hamik b'chachma, haya hanakel be'inav l'hashkia, ki bein b'yavin mitzula, kol yon echushim, u'lahafshir atzmo min ha'olam ha'tachton, u'lishtada b'deo b'tfuna, v'dabar de umayel gedol ma'od, v'o nimsa ish echad bein shishim ribo, asher yuchal lehispa'er ba'atzmo, ki u'mukshar b'chol eis ha'b'chol rega, l'chnos b'primis ha'torah. That's Rabbi Yehuda, Chacham l'kisha yirtse. Says Rav Yashiv, that's what Abai is saying here. I like Ben Azai in Shuki Teria. It's a nivus. Ben Azai in the shuk, he's l'kisha yirtse. Ben Azai in the shuk, me, I'm here alone by myself. So now I'm good. He's saying, I can't always do it, but right now I'm focused. So if anybody's any shaylos right now, you can come and ask me. I'm like Ben Azai in the shuk, who always does it. Always does it. Amazing. Okay. So that's Areni ki Ben Azai b'shuki b'tferia. So somebody took him up on it. One of the rabbis came to Abai and said, okay, Avakasha. So you could darshan this lakula or lachumra for the original owner. Mimai de lakula, ema, I'm sorry, by Yevin Ivri. You could darshan it lakula lachumra. Mimai de lakula, ema lachumra. Why do you darshan it lachumra? Why don't you darshan it lachumra? Our answer is lo saka daitach. Midaaka rachmana gabe. The Torah has rachmanis and is always mako by him. Where? And therefore, that's why we darshan in lakula. Because we follow what the Torah does. Tanya, kitov lo imach. What did we darshan in that pasik? Imach b'machal, imach b'mishte. The eved always has to be with you in eating and drinking. Shalote ochal pas nakia, fu ochal pas kibar. You're going to eat great bread, and he's going to eat inferior bread. Can't be. At the shows a yayin yashan, vu shows a yayin chadash. Right, you're going to drink new old wine, which is great, and he's going to drink new wine, which isn't so great. Ata yashin agabi mochin, you're going to lie on nice soft pillows. Fu yashin agabi karka, he's going to be on the karka. So you can't do that. No, he's got to have what you have. Mikan amru hakona eved ivri, you could kona adon la'atzmo. If you get an eved, it's like you're being buying another adon because you have to give him so much. Period. So you see from there that the Torah's mako on him. So Mistama, the Rabbanan said, it must be that we should darshan and be making on him in terms of his ge'ula. In terms of his ge'ula. There's a big discussion here in terms of if there's only one pillow, there's only one this, how does this work with the Gemara B'Metzia about Chayecha Kodman? All the Achronim get in the act. Not really the Rishonim. The Achronim there in B'Metzia discuss, right, the Ben Petura and the Rabbi Kiva, the one canteen in the desert, right, you take it. So what's the difference between that case and one pillow and one good piece of bread? So why does the Eved have to get it if Chayecha Kodman? Is there a difference between Sakaras Tafashas and this case? But that is the question that is dealt with. If you look in the Rambam seems to make an exact equation. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. The Rambam says, Kol Eved Ibriya Ame Ibriya Chayev Adon Lahashvosan Elov B'machol B'mashke B'ksus U'B'mador Shlote Yikos Ar Gemara. And he says, "V'chayev linog bo minag achva shenemar uva achaychem reisol ish ba'achiv." He does that at the end. V'yaval pikein tzarcha eved linog ba'atzmo minag avdus ba'osan ha'avodah shu oselo. But the Rambam's lashon is equality. Equality. By the way, that's why it's always a mistranslation to talk about, oh, Judaism is all, you read mishpatim, oh, this week's parsha, slavery. Judaism believes in slavery. This is not slavery. Right? Servitude. You can translate it as servitude. But it's not slavery. This is not what was conjured up in our minds when we hear the word slavery and we think of the 1860s, right? That is not what Yadus believes in. Eved Ivri or an Eved Kenani. Right? It's an Isser of Avodas Perach. It's an Isser, so the better translation would be servitude, right? And not slavery. Okay, that's the Rambam. The Rambam seems to have a mamish in equation. If you look in the Ritva, and these two are put together, this Rambam in Avadim Aleph Tes, and the Ritva in Kiddushin Afcha Beis, the Ritva says Beferish, it's not exactly equal. Mistavra, Delav Imach Mamish, She Yochal Mashihu Ochel, Viafilu Pisioni Ochaluv Ochalut Techashiva. You're going to give him every fancy delicacy? I mean, there are differences between Eved Ivri and Eved Kenani, as he's mentioning, but even Eved Kenani, not allowed to work so hard. And that's why it says here, not that he has to eat the same exact thing as you. That seems to be clear, says the Ritva, that doesn't mean exactly, but you gotta cheat it nicely. But the quotes in the footnote that the Rambam sees to say Lahashvosan. So you can put this Rambam in contrast to this Ritva. Says the Gemara, that's why the Gemara, the Rabbanan Darshan and Lakuva, because the Torah is makel on him. Says the Gemara, Adra, but no, just the opposite, Nachmer Alei. We should be Machmer on him, maybe the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Because the Rabbi Chanina says, the whole reason he's in this mess is because he was a Balavarian. So if he's a Balavarian, so he should be machmer on him. Where? How serious is the dust of Shvius? the dust of doing business during Shvius, right? La achlav lo l'schora. Adam nosev nosev b'per Shvius. Somebody does business with Shvita fruit. L'sof mocheres metal talav. He will end up have to selling. He thinks he's making money. He's going to end up have to selling his movable items. Shneimar b'shtasa yovel azos. Tashuvu ish alachuzaso. Talks about yovel, which has the same halachas of Shemitah, v'ksiv, v'chisim kru memkar lamisecha, o kanomi adamisecha, darai niknam bi'aliyad, that's the remez, you're going to have to sell your property, sell your items, lo hergish, if you didn't get the, you didn't, you know, inculcate and get the value, get the message, l'sov mochar sadosav, you're going to have to end up selling your field, sh'nemar v'chi yamach achicha u'machar me'achuz aso, next parsha in the Torah, lo bas liyado, if you didn't get the message then. L'sov marchas beisa. You even have to sell your house. Shneimar v'ish ki yimkar beis moshav ir choma. So Gemara just says parenthetically, Ma'ish tohasam tekamar lo hirgish, Ma'ish tohacha tekamar lo bas liyado. First it says lo hirgish, if you didn't get the message. Which sounds like you knew about it, but you just didn't act based upon it. And here, lo bas liyado, you didn't even folk, it didn't even, wasn't even a havamina. So that's kedir avahuna, that we all know, damar avahuna. Kivich avar adam aveir v'shan abav, hutralo. Once you do an aveir, it becomes mutter. And you repeat it, it becomes mutter. Hutralo salakataitach, it's mutter? El eimanas is lokater. No, it's as if it's mutter. Right, well, the first time we do an aveir, it's difficult. The more and more we do it, we miss doing a mitzvah. We do an aveira, it becomes easier. But anyway, back to the brisa. Lo bas liyado ad shemocher es bito. And then after that, you'll have to end up selling your daughter because you won't have any money to support her. Shneimar v'chim kar ish es bito la'ama. V'yav agav debito b'hayin yana lesa. And even though, if you look in the juxtaposition of the parshas, bito is not mentioned. It goes from field to matazlan to field to house, and then it doesn't say daughter. But the next line is sell borrowing beribis. And the Gemara assumes nicha leinish to lisven barti v'lo leza berabisa. A person would rather do that. Tilu hasa migra va azla, because by a daughter at least the payment goes down and down over time until she goes free. V'ilu hacha kamosifa mosfa va azla, and by ribbits it goes up and up. So after that, so the Gemara sticks that in, and then lo basli yadol lo sof shemocher es atzmo. And after that, you'll have to end up selling yourself. You don't have enough money. All from doing business during Shemitah. Shneimar v'chi yamocha chicha imach v'nimka lacha v'lo v'nimka lach lo lacha elo lager. Shneimar lager, not only to you but to a ger. V'lo lager tzedek elo lager toshav. You live into a ger toshav, not even to a full convert. A ger toshav. What's a ger toshav? Right. So this is Rashi says all over Shas many times. Rashi says ochan nevelos over the vadazara. That's Rashi's definition. He doesn't do a vadazara, but he eats treif. Other Rishonim say Gertosha means he keeps all Shevet Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. It's always a big discussion in the Rishonim. Anyway, continuing, Shevet Gertosha. Mishpachas Ger Zerah Ovikal Chavim. An idol worshiper. Kshu Omer Ola Eker Zan Nimkar Venasa Mishori Zavarishkal Chavim Asba. You have to work for the idol. Question mark. But what do you see from this whole discussion? The reason a person was sold in Eved Ivri is because he did an Avera. So why are we so Mako on him? Answers the Gemara. Amalei Ha'ahadre Kra. No, but the pasuk includes him. V'tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, hova halach u'machar asma la'avodah zkochavim, idchei even acher nofel. Should we throw the rock on the person who fell down? Okay, but now he's doing tshuva, he's souling himself, he's in a bad state. We should just throw rocks on him and push him away even more. That we don't do. Tamalomar, right, period. Tamalomar, what's this yud? Tamalomar. So we're makel on him, and we try to get him back. Period. I guess let's just continue, and then we'll continue, we'll comment. Ema gula tielo, delo litva lovigochavim, ulo and lidya pidur nachmir. Maybe the kula of the patik is only that we should redeem him, because we don't want him to get, you know, mixed up amongst the goyim, but not that we're makel on the amount. Maybe we should be machmir. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. No. Ksiv im od rabos bashanim. V'ksiv im ma'at nishar bashanim. It says, in the years. V'chiyesh shanim merubos, v'yesh shanim muatos. Are there longer years and shorter years? Rabos bashanim and ma'at bashanim? Ella, no. It means nisrav akaspo b'kesem miknoso. Nisrav akaspo b'kvishanim. It must be about the years themselves, how many have passed in terms of how much is left. So you see, we're makel on him. V'yema hecha da'av. Maybe Gemara says, maybe not, maybe a lot or a little, just talking about the number of years that have passed, but you still can be machmir in the calculation. If he worked for two and there's four left, he has to pay four, for 4 years left. Maybe so Gemara aren't talking about anything being makel or machmir, they're just describing different times during the period that he's going to have to redeem himself. So Gemara said, no, imke nichtav kra im od rabos shanim. My bashanim nisraba kaspo bashanim mikasev miknaso nismai kaspo bashanim kafishanav. So you dash an extra base. So these people are talking about within the years itself, we could calculate lakula. Amr of Yosef, darshinu Rav Nachman lahani kroi kasinai. Wow, these psukim are like straight from our Sinai, the way you darshaned it. It's amazing. Very excited how you darshaned it. The Ramah in Yoredeya, in Shin Lamed Daled, discusses a tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshen. If somebody is in Cherim, Shin Lamed Daled is the sif in Shulchan Aruch, about, right before Hilchos Avelos, about Charamim, putting somebody in Cherim, as we discussed last week. The Ramah says, what if we're worried, if you think you're putting somebody in Cherim is going to throw them off the derech totally? You have to be worried about that? So the Trumas Hadeshen says, you do not have to worry about it. Umenadin lemishu chayev nidui. There are a number of averis. The Shulchan Aruch lists later on which averis are chayev nidui. 24 averis. Sometimes the different lists. Al chafdal advarim. Menadin is adam. Right. Sif mem gimel. So the 24 says the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah says you can put him in nidui. Afilu yesh lachush al yedei kein yotzel atarbis ra in lachush b'kach. If somebody is chayev nidui, you can put him in nidui. And the Taz argues vehemently on this Ramah. How could you say such a thing if you're really worried? And he brings a raya. Yesh li lahavi raya ifcha. There's a raya that the Trumas Hadeshen brings, but I'm going to bring you a raya the other way. Look in the Gemara Kiddushin, which is the same as our Gemara. What did it say? The Gemara says incredulously, once he fell down, are we going to throw a rock on him? So you see, we don't want people to get totally lost. So he brings it as a raya against the Ramah. And therefore he says at the end, Ein lasos l'maisa kahagazos afal pishi hime halacha mimakam kadosh balaguda and the Trumas Hadeshen, but I wouldn't pass in that way. Just think, Ramon the Taz, all about public policy issues in terms of somebody is worried about somebody else going into Cherem. Chassam Sofer as well discusses this in terms of, he has a tshuva in Shinchav Beis. He talks about if somebody's a Russian, you can throw him off the derech. So he says you have to be worried about him. He also quotes like that Ramah. He says, what if he has children? And you worry about his children. And then he says, Yesh l'chalek, devadai Russia shehu minu api karis upoker batorah. If he has deus kozvos, azai karav levadai sheyomon amunaso amuzuyafos gam lebanav akarav. Vazi yegam abanim bichlal kol be'elo yeshuvun. If his kids are going to learn from him anyway, then they're going to be misled anyway, so you don't have to be worried about so much. He says, like, nearly the hakato arura hamameminim b'shabtai tzvi yamach shemo hayadua tipach rucham v'yishchaku atzmos, and their bones should be ground up. Im chas v'shalom lo ye'afech levavim latov osam yurdifu im b'neim u'b'noseim kikulam arurim heim l'ashem v'haminus tekua b'libam v'ein alze ba'olam ein avodazor ba'olam shlo nechleku be'amunasam amzuyafes. Better that they leave. So if you think that they're being so pernicious to the Jewish people, says the Chazam Sofer, get them out. Get them out if they're affecting the klal. But he says, if not, if they're not deos, and you worry about the kids, then it might be more of an issue. Chazam Sofer in Yoredeya, Shin Chav Beis. Okay, I guess we have to stop here. Running out of time. Bezer, we'll continue here tomorrow. Again, today's shiur was sponsored in memory of Jean Leitner, Genendo Bas Aram, whose yard site Yud Cheshvat yesterday, by Dr. Seth Friedman. We thank you for the sponsorship.